This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you missed out on the Bryan Adams ticket giveaway, we'll be doing that all week long. And maybe if you reach out to Corey Majors, he'll just give you a tour of Bryan Adams, the high school.
They did some updates on the school recently. Like, they tore down the band hall and did some upgrades on the gym and stuff. I think they did a new band hall. But the school looks it looks really good, dude. So I'm very...
Okay, so clearly you still drive by the school.
Sometimes, yeah.
You could just drive by with another person and give them a tour.
Say drive by in my old neighborhood.
That's not what I meant, but fair. Now, I guess it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. A lot of fun things today to get into. I don't know if I'm going to ask the very serious question.
Oh, you told me you had a question that was like I'd never heard before.
Could shock the world.
Oh, my gosh.
But I want to start off with this. You ever heard of the Greenlight podcast? I believe it's Chris Long.
I have not. I'm sorry.
It's one of Howie Long's kids. Yes. They're all in media now, you know.
Former NFL player.
He had Saquon Barkley on.
Okay.
And Saquon Barkley, he asked him I want your real honest thoughts. Because he even said, look, a lot of people out there, we're MFing you for not going out there and trying to get the record.
Right.
And I wonder how many of those people were bettors. They were just like, no, I have bets on this.
Yeah.
But here is Saquon Barkley's honest thoughts on the rushing record.
I try to be authentic as much as I can. Yeah. So when I answer a question in the media, it's how I really feel.
You really?
More times than not, unless I'm trying to save face for the sake of the team or not trying to cause drama. But like for me, like I said exactly what happened. Nick called me, asked me what I would like to do.
Right.
And going into the game before the last game, I didn't care for the record at all, to be completely honest. And then when I rushed for 2,000 and we still had 8 minutes left to go in the game, but we were up by 40 points or whatever, and I saw Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mulata wanted to go back in the game so we can go get the record, then it made me realize it's like, oh, like, no, like,
it's a team record.
It's a team record. Yeah. Like, it's not just me. And then also having a conversation with my father, your last name is everything. And to beat a record that was been there for 40 years and have our last name attached to that record, then I made my mind up that I was like, I want it. I want the record. And I told him I want the record. I would love to go for it. But at the same time, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, we just lost to Washington the week prior.
Yeah.
And I talked to Coach and was like, listen, I think the team needs a day off.
Yeah.
I can't go from, I think the team need a day off to
burn the
ship. When it's time for me to get a record.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, like, let's do it. And it just, I'm a big believer, you don't force anything. If it was meant to be, it was meant to be. You know, I can go back and show you 5 clips right now that if I would did this or did that, the record would have been shattered. And, you know, it's always next year.
Man, I love that even in the midst of that, he was like, but also if you look back at the games I was in, these 5 or 6 cuts, I would have gotten it if not for that. After one of the most incredible running back seasons we've ever seen.
He could have done it, dude. 2,005 yards is where he finished this year. And I know Derrick Henry was 2,027. Peterson was the closest at 2,097.
Because this is 2,105.
It's 2,105, Eric Dickerson, 1984. And Peterson, I do believe, like, he tried that whole game to get it and just fell short.
Yeah.
I think Saquon Barkley could have definitely gone out there and gotten this. But I really admired multiple things that he said in this. And this is, again, I don't know why. Terry McLaurin's one of my favorite receivers in the NFL. He plays for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley is now winning me over. He just won a Super Bowl with the hated Eagles and also started his career with the Giants. But you know, I liked Saquon Barkley when he was at Penn State. Yep. I was very adamant. I'll take that running back right now over Sam Darnold. And I think I've been proven correct on that.
I feel like that's safe to say.
But hearing him say the first line of, I'm genuine with the media. Now go back and listen to things that he's said over time. And some people are just like that. Some people don't know any other way to be than just tell you what I think. And I'm going to tell you as honestly as I can. Some people are going to say I'm being honest without trying to hurt feelings too. And I'm trying to be political there. But there are other people that are just like, I don't know, I lie all the time. And Michael would always say all the GMs lie because they have to protect things. But he's like, look, I'm going to give you as straightforward of an answer as I can. That's the first thing I appreciate. The second thing I appreciate in that was I went to coach and asked him for a day off for the team. I can't then go ask him, hey, I need that. Like that really is, he's right. But it also lets you know what kind of communication they have with Nick Sirianni. That he went to him and said, I think the team needs a day off. And coach said, all right, we'll give you that. Because you're a leader on this team and you have the pulse of this team. So anytime we ask, is Nick Sirianni a great coach? The connection is mostly about the way he runs the culture of that room. And it sounds like they have a lot to do with what that culture is. And then obviously that other third thing, Kevin, like you just pointed out, in the moment he even realized what was happening there.
Look, he said something too, and maybe it's because I've been like immersed in this medieval world of how England used to do things and everything. But I really liked it when he said he talked with his dad and it's like, your last name means something. And to have like your last name, like be attached to that record. That really connected with me.
Yeah. From the 682, he has one extra game. Should it have really counted? This will always be a conversation in Major
League. Goes back to Roger Maris.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. We're at 162 now. It used to be 154. It used to be, you know, you just keep counting back. Has the NFL always been 16 games?
No, it used to be 14. Well, actually, if you go way back, then it was like 12 7, and all of this. But actually, it kind of does feel like that. So I think you saw the progression from 12 to 14 to 16 to 17.
And so that's 18. That is a conversation, obviously. But even as he pointed out there in that clip, look, there are times Roger Staubach has said this about that game that Jackie Smith dropped the ball in the end zone. How many people blame Jackie Smith?
Yeah.
Everybody. Because that's the one moment that they could have finished it.
And he's like, do you know how many passes I could have done better or how many plays we could have
had?
Roger
Staubach will say so many plays that could have gone different ways. Think about this. I mean, for Barkley, he's probably thinking, if I hadn't been able to get that block on that one play, I wouldn't have had an 87-yard touchdown.
But isn't it funny how we sometimes struggle with that? Like you guys were talking about it earlier. Somebody texted in all the times I almost died. And like there are plenty of idiotic things that I've done that have not cost me as much as they probably should have. And instead I get caught up on, oh God, I got screwed on that. Instead of being like, hey, I'm really glad I didn't die for that one stupid thing I did.
From the 817, this is a passing league now. It's harder than ever to break that record. That's an interesting conversation in itself. Because yes, it is a passing league, but what are we seeing now? And we've talked about this with multiple different people. Even Jason Kidd brought this up recently. Bobby Lashley brought this up.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes it goes this way. This is what Jason Kidd was talking about. Hey, man, your defense right now, like, is that swinging back in your direction? He said, I think a lot of people are going to join you on that island, Corey. Because whenever there's a deficiency at something, people attack the deficiency.
Yeah.
So right now, what has happened in the NFL is we're all passing. So defenses are being built to stop the pass, not as much being built to stop the run. So what happens in those periods where they're not built for it, you take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You expose the opponent for that, which is why the best thing to do is always build a very good balanced team. You know, you build the balanced team that can destroy you at a lot of levels, not just the one thing, because if they can take the one thing away from you, you're screwed. I do appreciate all the texts that are coming in on this conversation too. Now, for the next part of the C block today, I want a Guinness World Record. Alec, I don't even care what the Guinness World Record is.
Oh.
I just want a Guinness World Record. 877-881-1053. What should we attempt as a show to gain a plaque for the Guinness Book of World Records? And I want to, listen, dude, I want to hang it right there at the entry of the door. So every time another show leaves, they have to look at it and go, son of a B, KNC they're shoving it in our face again. How good they are. So I want Sean to be furious every day.
He usually is.
Yes, but I want him to be furious at us. Oh, usually is that gotcha. Too. But I want him to be furious at us for a good reason, all right? Because we did something exceptional.
Corey Mahorn.
Yeah, exactly. And here's why. Here's why this came about. Because, Kevin, this passion came a long time ago, and we tried to get the...
I still think we did it, and the Guinness Book of World Records jobbed us on this.
Was it blindfolded M&Ms or the amount of... Snorted Smarties. Smarties. Yeah. Oh, no, it's eaten Smarties, not snorted Smarties. Yeah. You just did that for fun.
It was interesting.
Tom Cruise has released a stunt of him skydiving with his parachute on fire for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which I don't know if anybody's seen it. Like, I don't know if our boss has seen it or anything. Hey, but
he's going to run down here. Do you think Tom Cruise is going to be really sad if he just, like, died falling asleep in his bed?
Yes.
It feels like he's like, I'm going to do a kick-ass stunt when riding I'm 84.
Riding a shark strapped with dynamite into a volcano. That's how he wants to go out. Tom Cruise did this stunt 16 times.
Oh, my goodness.
16 times. He said, light the parachute on fire. I'm jumping, boys. And that's ridiculous. Like, that is legitimately ridiculous. The Guinness World Records. Tom Cruise was awarded a Guinness World Record during the production of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, by doing 16 burning parachute jumps while filming the climactic plane sequence. Does that say climactic?
Yeah. Does it say what the previous burning parachute record was?
Hold on, Kevin.
Was?
Okay. Yes, Cruise jumped to his potential death while his parachute caught fire 16 times. Mm-hmm. Quote, if this is is twisted while it's burning, I'm going to be spinning and burnt. I have to kick out of the twist and then ignite in 10 seconds. We're going to be real smart. I'm not saying be risky. We don't take risks, obviously. What do you mean we don't take risks?
Look.
You lit your parachute on fire.
Tom and I have different definitions of risk. I would say jumping out with your parachute on fire one time is a risk, let alone 16 times.
But so he has gotten that. And maybe he's right. Have you seen the movie Fall Guy?
Yes.
With Emily Blunt and who's that other guy?
Ryan Gosling.
Of course you'd know who it was.
He's very handsome.
He's very in tune with Hollywood. That's why I wasn't. You just said that. But what happens in that movie? Everything is down to a detail, right? The stunts, very important to know the science, know the detail, and know what's supposed to happen. And if one little thing goes wrong, it could be a catastrophe.
Yeah.
So saying we don't take risks, he's probably right. They've thought every scenario out and every possible thing. But it does seem risky, right? To light a parachute on fire. Now,
yes.
To the question, 877-881-1053. What should the KNC masterpiece attempt to win a Guinness World Record doing? We're getting some suggestions.
Oh, dear.
From the 817, most squad wins in a war zone in one day. I can't do that. I'm going to need somebody else to carry me like a backpack.
Ooh, 10 clicks in 1 minute is only 320.
Do you think you could do that?
Okay, stop. Don't do that. Okay. That's the worst.
What do you mean? I think I was, I don't even know how many that was. How do you keep count? Do I need a clicker on my pen?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kind of count?
I want to do this.
You're just saying.
I think I'm just counting as fast as I can.
Oh, it would be our last day at work, but world record for most FCC fines.
We'd have to lock the door. They're like dead serious. Because we would get. Is it three? We can say it three times before.
Let's find out.
It just shuts down.
Go ahead.
I'd rather not.
Oh, no, yeah, we okay. Jerry already like tested this for us. The but we could get three, and then it'd shut down. And if we were able to manually override everything.
No, that's if somebody's on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. See, we can say whatever. We want,
and so then nobody's dumping.
Yeah.
Unless the boss is dumping it from his office, which he has that switch. I think he has a switch in his car, too.
Okay, well, there's only so much leeway. So you only have 18 seconds or whatever
but
to make up.
But then they're trying to kick the door down.
Okay.
How many F words can we get out?
We can have somebody barricade the door.
Okay.
But here's the issue.
Bobby
you
Lashley.
Want the plaque.
Bobby Lashley would do it for
yes.
us.
Yes. You want the plaque to go up there. I'm pretty sure after they fire our dumb asses, they're not letting us put our world record plaque up in the window.
That reminds me. I need to know this. Kevin, you live in Garland still.
I do. It's true.
On the border in Garland, I was employee of the month, I believe two times in a row.
Oh.
I was a busboy. I used to have my name up on the plaque in that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still there. Would you mind swinging through? And
is that
just,
on the border still?
It's at Northwest Highway and Saturn, I believe, is
okay.
Or Centerville. If you could just check and see if Corey's name's still up
Northwest
there.
Northwest Highway in Centerville. That's really
yeah,
close.
It's really close. Yeah. From the 682, longest radio broadcast with no commercials. I don't know if that's a thing or not.
You know, Frank tried to get me to do Frank
17
Provenzano.
Flaming parachute jumps.
Passed.
Okay.
Man, how pissed would Tom Cruise be about that, too? He's like, we're getting that record
back.
You know
back. What? Screw it. We're getting 18.
Mission Impossible re-final reckoning. Frank Provenzano wanted me to wear some Depends for one of the Peace-a-thons to do like the
he
longest.
He told you he'd pay you and you didn't do it.
He would pay the charity, not me.
Well, and he also said charity. You would have to go in the diaper. So that was another thing, too. You were like, I don't think I can.
Guinness record for most puns in a segment.
Nope. I do have an answer on the radio broadcast. Though.
On the radio broadcast.
Okay. Yeah. Longest radio broadcast without commercials was set in Australia, Sydney, Australia, 55 hours and 26 minutes.
It's tough.
What?
By
I thought it was
going to
be the Normathon.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there, dude. We've tried. I mean, 14 hours is pretty good, but 55?
If we get as many people as the G-Bag Nation has, we'd be fine. We could just... It's just like rotating the Cowboys defensive line in the 90s. Like you just have to have a couple of people sit out. They can go take a break. Hell, when we did like the last two Peace-a-thons, Mike left for like 3 hours in the middle of it.
They said that on the border shut down, and somebody says, yes, Corey, I'm here now, but it says Corey Mahors on it. So that's... And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
Like we learned nothing today, but that's the way I like it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next... Let's do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Fafita on 3rd and 5. Likely a free play right here on the offsides. He's going to chuck it downfield. Look at end zone. Got his man McMillan. That's a score. Touchdown, Arizona.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for some NFL overreaction or reality.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Going back, I know we're not supposed to do this in radio, Kevin.
Yeah,
but I appreciate
we're trying
the
to
Tolos.
Teach people.
The Tolos continue to have conversations even through the breaks. One suggestion for the Guinness World Record. Most completed passes with a football during a radio broadcast. Then you can say you're officially the football show of record, and Sean would hate that.
Oh, man, he really would.
Yeah, so, and, you know, we've done that before, where we just threw the football around during our shows.
Yes.
Instead of actually concentrating and doing a radio show.
But okay. Well, that's not great.
It was on a Saturday.
By the way, I did see somebody text in and say that Simone Biles apologized to Riley Gaines. The apology is really long, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
Were the words, I'm sorry, in it?
It started with, I wanted to follow up from my last tweet.
Okay.
And
that
but
sounds like it's going to be long.
Yeah, it is. So we'll... Get back around to that. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Corey, I'm going to start with your guy since you brought him up. Overreaction or reality, Terry McLaurin will realize the error of his ways and show up at mandatory minicamp.
Overreaction. I don't think he will.
Oh.
He wants his contract. I've been very adamant for a long time. I'm on player side on this, employee side. The owners did a very good job back in the day convincing us that the players were greedy. We have since seen the amount of money that owners have, and we know who the greedy ones are. And I understand when you have the facility for these people to have their the arena for it, you want the money, your cut of it. The players want their cut too. So any holdouts, I'm like, hey, man, y'all, they'll figure it out. I do wonder, though, at what point with the amount of holdouts will owners go, it doesn't matter anymore. Hold out all you want. And will that be a point of leverage anymore?
Interesting.
I guess really holding out games is the only way to have the leverage.
Alec, overreaction reality, Terry McLaurin will show up at Washington minicamp.
That's going to be an overreaction until he gets his deal. Then he'll show up. I think he's got enough in the bank account, but he's also got enough equity with that fan base and with that organization to say, I deserve this. And it's totally okay if I get what I deserve. So I think he's got enough equity with the team to say, well, just, you know, stop beating around the bush. Let's get this done. And then I'm back.
Now, this one's a little complicated. NFL overreaction or reality? CJ Stroud's going to be just fine. All right. Now, there's a couple things to this. First of all, it looks like he's going to get more control in the Texans' offense this year. But also, about a week ago, his head coach declined to elaborate on if his elbow was sore. And reporters asked him about it today. And CJ Stroud's like, y'all have too much time. I'm fine. So overreaction or reality, CJ Stroud is going to be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
Just like I thought Joe Burrow's hand was going to be fine. How many times did he end up wearing that brace on his hand?
Oh my gosh. Like a million.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fine there. My friend is a very big Texans fan.
Okay.
And when they signed Nick Chubb, he was just like over the moon bragging about it.
$2.5 million plus incentives.
Yeah. And I would have done it.
Yes, me too.
And I said, that's great. Can they block it? That's why CJ Stroud should probably continue looking like, hey, y'all got to protect me because I'm hurt here. That's what I would play up. I need more protection, guys. And then maybe those guys rally and protect him.
Alec, CJ Stroud, he's going to be fine.
I think he is in the short term, and then he's going to get bulldozed by like week five because his offensive line is non-existent. So I think in the short term, I think they are being honest. I think he is okay, but I don't think a lingering non-issue injury like this is a good thing to head into the season with when your offensive line is absolute trash.
Okay. That's actually going to lead into my next question. NFL overreaction or reality? Trevor Lawrence is not going to be fine. So, at minicamp, he is wearing a sleeve on his elbow. He said it's for, quote, general soreness, and he doesn't think it's an issue. We didn't even really start. Overreaction to reality, Trevor Lawrence, he's not going to be fine.
I think he's going to be fine. General soreness doesn't typically mean the same thing in football as it does baseball. General soreness in the elbow, and I need to wear a sleeve in baseball means what, Kevin?
Protective.
Cut his arm off, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're going to need the Tommy John surgery. That's usually what it means in baseball. In football, like that doesn't necessarily mean it. Also, I don't know how much time Trevor Lawrence took off this offseason. Did he pick up a football this offseason?
Okay.
Or did he say, you know what, I'm getting away from it all, and I'll get back? And if that's the case, his arm's not built up yet, would be my assumption. But I don't know. So I'll say overreaction for now.
Alec, you want to say it's reality. I do.
I want to say reality so then he could take Mike's advice and just go to AEW. You know, it's going to be money comes from the same place.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get paid handsomely anyways because of his name. And, hey, he's a freak athlete. You know, healthy shoulder or not, he could still go out there and put on a five-star match, take that Meltzer. But I'm actually going to go with reality here for real. I do think that there's been too many negatives that have piled up, whether it is his health or just the inconsistency there. I think the whole new offense coming in on top of the fact that, hey, the team didn't get that much better this offseason either. I think he's going to hit the deck a couple of times and you might see him miss some games.
Right now, Alec, I'm going to start with you on this.
Oh, no.
NFL overreaction or reality? Corey is starting to like the Eagles. Now, Corey will get his chance to respond, but he loves that the owner donated all of that money to open up the autism program, which I also think is great. Then he said he really liked Saquon Barkley. So, Alec, overreaction to reality. Corey is starting to really like the Eagles.
I'm going to say this is a reality, Kevin, because we already have it well documented that you're a big fan of the Steelers.
Dang it.
So I think that's just kind of second nature for this show now, is we need to find that second organization that gives us some sort of life whenever the Cowboys don't make the playoffs. So I think this is going to be a trend, and it makes me scared for my future fandom.
I was really hoping that he'd already pulled the clip of you screaming out to
The
Eagles.
That's going to cost.
You got Friday.
Okay, yeah. So we'll get to play that on Friday. So I was really, but that would have been impeccable timing had you been able to just be like, aha. But I still, look, man, I did go to Bryan Adams, so I do love the color green. But I don't like the Eagles. We were Cougars at Bryan Adams. Mm-hmm. All right. We were the gang of Cougars, as our coach once said. Actually, that was a principal. He said, "You're a gang of Cougars or something." And
I'm not sure. I don't know. You
do Cougars run in packs?
I don't know.
I feel like they're just solo. You know, I feel like they're just running around solo. I'm not an Eagles fan. This is an overreaction to me liking a couple of things.
Okay.
Look, do I think that Jalen Hurts is a smooth runner? Yeah. Do I think AJ Brown is a very strong, talented wide receiver who obviously has great taste in books?
Of course. Oh, my God.
Do I think Saquon Barkley said some really good things? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Sirianni, hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow he's really good at getting the culture to go. That offensive line's pretty good. Lori, that's a really cool story that you put out there, Kevin, about that, about him and his connection to autism, too.
Suck it for charity.
The defense, every time they draft, they just add a Georgia player or two. So, yeah, they're doing a good job at a lot of things. Doesn't mean I like them.
Okay.
I hope.
NFL overreaction or reality. Oof. Bryce Young and Tet McMillan are going to make a great pairing that'll make Cowboys fans sad.
Because they couldn't get him?
Yeah.
He was already gone.
I know, but we all wanted him. We all convinced ourselves that maybe it could possibly sort of
that happen. Is true. And then we convinced ourselves if it wasn't that wide receiver, it would be another one. And they said, no, it was always just that wide receiver. He was the one.
Yeah.
If it was not that, then we were going with an offensive lineman. This is an interesting question. I don't know. I'll say reality. I think that the head coach offensive coordinator there, knows how to work that, knew he didn't have any good receivers on that team last year and needed some time to get that to go.
I'm going to go with reality here.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because it doesn't have to translate into team success at all. They could be really fun. They could have an instant connection from week one all the way through the end of the season, put up gargantuan numbers, and still win 5 games. So I think it is going to be kind of sad because he will be kind of the way we talk about George Pickens in the vertical threat, where, you know, when Bryce Young is inevitably getting taken to the ground, he can say, screw it, Tet's down there somewhere.
Now, usually I feel like these questions are fair football questions. This one, a little bit more mean-spirited. NFL overreaction or reality, you kind of want Aaron Rodgers to fail with the Steelers so he'll just leave football.
Yes, but he failed with the Jets and
it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Yeah. Somebody was like, no, we'll still take him. Dude, he was bad, man.
Yeah.
Not great. He wasn't consistently good.
Yeah.
He had those old man moments where you're like, I was good as, like Chiafalo said yesterday, maybe I'm not as good as I once was.
Yeah.
My thoughts. Yours, Alec?
You know, it's bad whenever my own father, who doesn't watch any sports whatsoever, he asks me, hey, who did the Steelers sign? I go, Aaron Rodgers. And he goes, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, even he knows. This is just bad. Ugh. This is bottom of the barrel, and I'm right there with you. I'm tired. He's already talking about, you know, all of the stuff that went into this, and he's talking about why he wears wired headphones, and he's trying to get headlines there. It's already annoying. I'm over him. I just want him to go to his darkness retreat called retirement.
At least one more for you. NFL overreaction or reality? Someone, anyone, I don't even care who it is, will stand out in the Browns' four-way quarterback competition.
Oh, so you're narrowing it down to any of those four?
Any of them.
Okay, not just like
Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders, whatever.
Man, I forgot about Pickett in this whole conversation.
And then for there was a while when people thought he was going to be the starter.
Wow, I totally forgot that he was there.
So overreaction reality, someone, anyone will stand out in that competition.
I think that that's a reality. I think someone will.
Bonus, who is it going to be?
Sanders. Okay. I think Joe Flacco's good enough that in practice, people are going to go, oh, yeah, he's still got the ability to spin it.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately what's going to happen is the star power of Shador. He's actually not a bad quarterback. And the fact that the dude does have some charisma that his teammates will gravitate towards.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him? And he was asking Joe Flacco if he'd ever hit one of the dance moves. And Joe Flacco was like, I don't think I've ever hit a dance move publicly in my life.
Right.
I was like, yeah, that's how it is.
By the way, quick update. We'll find out what's going on. I do see multiple people texting in that they're having issues and maybe the Odyssey app crashed.
So fix it.
We'll see fix what we it. Can do. All right, Alec, someone, anyone, overreaction or reality?
Reality, because somebody's got to win the job.
Hey, like, does that mean they're going to stand out?
They're going to make it sound like they stand out, even if they don't actually stand out. But to answer part B, I do think it is Shador, because I think he's going to get the locker room behind him. Okay. I think they're going to gravitate towards him. Like, he's going to be just good enough compared to the other guys to say, yeah, like, okay, there's clearly a step there, but the locker room is going to be like, hey, that's our guy. Kind of like the Cowboys team is with Schottenheimer. It's like, that's our guy. We like him. We want to play with him and play for him. So I think he gets the locker room behind him, and that wins the vote.
All right. I like it. There's your NFL.
Rock the vote.
Overreaction or reality. Text in if you remember that. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Puck play to the line, and it's taken away. A breakaway, Luostarinen hands it on. Bennett in. Bennett scores! Top shelf, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 12:34 to go here in the second. What a shift for playoff Sam!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of those last words is about what I thought about how Edmonton looked last night.
A ship?
Shift.
Oh, okay.
Shift happens.
Yep.
Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Terrific, Higgy. As I was saying, when shift happens, you want to call Permapeer.
Yes.
Doing great. Just watching Micah Parsons' off-season workouts here, and I was wondering, do you think Nico would trade him for his lack of commitment? I mean, this is Luka.
Yes.
They're showing the montages, and it reminds me of Luka walking up that hill in Europe a couple of years ago. That was the example of him grinding. Cardio walks. Here's Micah getting ready.
How's
the treadmill?
Luka's doing the pub.
He's doing squats and stuff now. Yeah,
he's got some good weight working there.
Got some definition in the arms.
Remember that picture that Kristaps posted of him working out, and he was like swinging. It was a picture of him holding a medicine ball. I mean, that was it. Like, he was like working out really hard.
Killing it right now.
Yeah.
All right. So do you think Luka's will win a title in the next, let's say, 3 years?
Yes. Ooh. I don't think so. I think the Lakers have their work cut out for them getting LeBron under contract, which apparently they want to do, and then building the supporting cast around.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's important if you look at how the Pacers and the Thunder are constructed. It's with a lot of guys who are between like this 6'4 and 6'8 who are athletic and are versatile. Yeah. So you want a bunch of those guys around one star. And I don't think Luka plus LeBron, who's not a good defender anymore, gives you a chance to assemble that good of supporting cast. So I would think maybe Luka could win a championship when LeBron retires, plus a couple of years for them to build out the roster.
I don't trust their GM.
You do or do not?
Do not.
Do not.
Do not.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Last night, I know it's just game three, but the way that the Panthers physically asserted themselves and dominated even the breakout fight, how much do you think just that one game could tilt this series?
Man, well, and what are they going to do at goalie now? Do they put Skinner back in? Do they keep Pickard in? I mean, I still think Edmonton's shown that they've, I mean, being down 3-0 last year, like they've got some resolve. They feel like, okay, we can still hang with and beat this Florida team. But ultimately, I just think the Panthers are better. And that's why, like, if you look at from a Stars fan's perspective, the Stars would have had no chance against Florida. They would have kicked the crap out of them, which that's why it infuriates me when you try and talk about, okay, the changes that need to be made with this roster. The Stars have to do things to improve. They have, obviously, the style and play and the way in which they're constructed.
Yeah.
You're a really good team, but there's a certain point in which you're not able to break through. So you've got to make some necessary changes, and to get players that are going to make the type of impact for you, you're going to have to give away some of your own good players, because those are who other teams are going to want. Like Logan Stankoven is going to be a really good player in the NHL. The Stars had to give him up to go ahead and get Mikko Rantanen. If you want to acquire somebody else that's going to be able to make changes here, you're going to have to give up a Jason Robertson, a Wyatt Johnston, maybe a Roope Hintz. It was interesting. Jim Neal kind of... Hintz was the only name that he brought up yesterday when he was talking. So I don't know. I mean, I think they are going to be looking to make some serious changes. But this is Florida's series. It just, does it go six? Does it go seven? Florida's the best team in the NHL and they're a dynasty.
Just fighting it up. I do love that.
So there was the kind of the light check Edmonton dropped on one of the players, did it again. The Florida player finally spun around, tripped him to the ice and just whooped his ass. And then you look at that. If you look at the background, there was two other Florida Panthers players that were beating down Edmonton players. And the best Edmonton could hope for is it looked like there was a stalemate. And I was like, all right, so there's four fights I can see right in front of me. You're getting destroyed in three of them. And one of them might be even.
Yeah, they got punked, and I think the Oilers did some punking to the Stars, and that's a missing ingredient that I think is very evident right now with Florida. They have found a way to mesh skill and toughness at the highest level. It's fun to watch.
And Florida, they had to have a similar shift that the Stars are having.
Yes.
They were President's Trophy winner. They were a really good team. They weren't built to win the playoffs. The Stars obviously are. They've made it to three straight Western Conference finals, but they need to add some of that greasiness, if you will, to be able to make it and be a cup champion.
I know obviously the head coach matters. I'm not going to go all RJ on you on this one, but do you feel like you're more invested in the reshaping of the personnel on the team or more in on who's going to be the next head coach? Because I think I'm more like, hey, that's great. I hope we get the best head coach in the world and rock on. But, like, this roster needs to be tweaked up. So
even the Stars fan doesn't know who the coach is, whoever that's going to be.
Yeah.
Let's not act like we know these coaches like we know, like, major league managers or NBA coaches. Somebody's going to come in. He's probably going to have a system. We're all going to get happy about the system. They're going to lose. They're going to fire him. It's going to be about another system.
There's a point at which the coach doesn't matter, though, and I think Jim has the possibility of building such a dominant roster that a lot of coaches could win.
Sure. It's a shame that the coach you currently had didn't win because, he seemed like, to me, he was the right guy.
Yeah.
You look at all the, his ability to get a team to a final, a Western Conference final, that to me is just amazing. I mean, we would build a statue for somebody at the Cowboys that did that.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, and now we're talking about, but we're going to hire a guy that we really don't know all that well.
Yeah.
And we're going to grow with him and we're going to talk about like we know him and all that, but we really don't. Hockey's different in that way. Unless you're a really super dialed in, living it every single day, you're not going to know who this coach probably is or what he does or what he has done.
Quick, Broadus, more than any of us.
I really don't. That's why I'm doing radio with you right
now. What it's like to be in that world where you can't get over the hump, where one team's in your way and you can't get over it.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, you're trying to do that. Yeah, we're in Green Bay and it took a bad draft. Took Jerry and Lace and those guys just drafting all special teams players for us to have a chance. You know, we'd show up and get our ass kicked in a conference championship game or something like that. But yeah, it was tough.
It's you're in that place where you're sitting there banging your head against the wall trying to figure out how do we do it, and sometimes it just takes that team to fall off.
Is there any player in the history of maybe DFW sports that if they had their career in current day versus where they were, like Danny White? Like,
oh,
Danny
God.
White would be viewed so much differently if his career was going on right now.
Romo, he's better
versus
than
in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, he'd be like a $60 million quarterback right now.
Like, oh my gosh, this guy can get to the conference championship game. I mean, he'd be like in the conversation with Josh Allen basically now.
What? Now, this came up. We didn't get definitive research, so I'm going to add to my research pool right now. What percentage of people do you think know what their body count is?
Oh, I heard you talking about this.
And do you know what it? Do each of you know what it is?
Yeah, I would. I would assume like
one,
like 80% of the people would know that.
Okay, we came up with 4 out of 5 earlier. So, do you know?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Dawson's
you don't have to give
Dawson's got a calculator.
He's got a calculator.
He's like, he hit the multiplication sign.
Carrying the 98 over into 2000.
It's hard to add it up. I was more of a long-term relationship.
Okay, and I don't need the number. I just need to know, do you know the number?
Sure.
Okay.
I think we all, don't we all?
I mean,
you're going 100% of people.
Not everybody on this floor right now knows their number.
Really? I mean, you don't remember who you slept with?
I know.
Like, the number has to get so high that you just don't. Oh, Walchuk's shaking his head.
I
know.
I
are you talking about the time like you were in New Orleans and you just blacked out?
I lost track.
Okay.
Well, college was a crazy time.
Man. 5-on-5 action.
It's like it was like the height of Tinder.
I mean, Tinder and getting at UNT was,
American Gigolo over here.
Yeah, I was easy.
Well, I was a late bloomer. Point,
I
mean,
I got that
Richard
right
tried to make up for lost time there, Brian, and things got a little wild.
Yeah. He was putting up some numbers.
All right. So
do you think they remember being with
you? Are you embarrassed?
Probably not.
The wild women. Yeah.
So that's 7 out of 9.
Really,
so 78% right now know what the count is. All right. You guys have done some excellent work today.
Now,
what do you guys got coming up on the program?
Well, I would first like to point out, I think that's actually like 82 or 83%. Not on the other side of that.
It's not.
Has the calculator.
7 of 9 is 78%. Put it in your calculator.
7 of 9, 78%. Oh, you were right. My bad. I shouldn't have attempted
He's got a calculator in his brain over there.
He is the human calculator.
But what's coming up on the show?
The K in Kevin Hayward stands for calculator, Jack.
You broke him.
Gosh,
but 8 out of 10 is 80%, so wouldn't 7 out of 9 be a higher percentage?
7 out of 9 is lower.
7 out of 9 is lower than 8. Oh, okay, you're right. Man, I shouldn't have doubted Hagee. What's coming up on the show? Pure gold as always. I think the Rangers player show at 3:20. And, Bobby Pelt's mini camp report coming up at 3.
Okay.
Make it 70%. Will Chambers just said he has zero clue about himself.
All right. Yeah,
that's my guy, Will.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
With the G-Bag Nation, we have the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Math.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.